On the show today, we have Payrail's very own Jareen Langmeyer and Dover Federal Credit Union's very own Travis Fry talking about the credit union and Payrail's collaborating to provide the members with real-time payments experience. A whole lot of fun and a lot of takeaways in this conversation, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you. Right next to me, we have Dover Federal Credit Union's very own Travis Fry. Travis, how are you, sir?
Fantastic, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. And then right below us, we have Payrail's very own Jareen Langmeyer. Jareen, how are you?
Hey, Mike. Good to see you. I'm well. Thanks.
Good. And looks like the weather is beautiful in your respective necks of the woods. And yeah, so cool. All righty. So let's fire up the old topic here. Dover has, and Payrolls, you guys have collaborated to provide members with real-time payments experience. Very exciting. This is something we're all kind of clamoring for these days, right? So I'm going to start with you, Travis. So what prompted Dover and Payrails to collaborate on this payment strategy? And then I'll have you chime in as well, Jareen.
Sure. So for us at the credit union, it wasn't really something we had on our radar screen. We always really wanted to have a solution to compete with that kind of frictionless money movement piece. And Payrails came to us and said, hey, we're working on this project. Would you guys be interested in helping? And I jumped right on it. Like everybody else in our industry, your calendar is just chock full of meetings. I was like, I'll find time to make this thing work if they're willing to meet us halfway on it. So,
right on. And Jareen, let's get the Payrails perspective as well. How did the collaboration work here?
Yeah, I mean, real time obviously has been something Payrails has wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
And we are, it's the advantage of being client focused, and we really enjoy working with Dover. We knew they could really work well with us. So to have that connectivity to the core in real time and be able to do a speed to market transition with them was really where the efforts lie.
Good deal. And Travis, let's step back a little bit. So how are the issues of not having real-time payment? How is that kind of holding back your credit union kind of from performing its best?
Sure. I mean, and you know, what we heard from our members, they're going to speak up about that. They're using Venmo and Cash App and Zelle. They're finding other ways to move money. And what we found is as soon as you put a clunky process in front of, let's just say, a Gen Z type of person, or really anybody, but really Gen Z is the one that really speaks up. As soon as you put friction in front of them, instead of waiting to figure out how to use your solution, they're just going to go download another app and they're going to jump on that app, and it's going to be a frictionless experience over there. So for me, and I'm going to use the word friction a lot, but for me, that's what this was really about, was trying to reduce the amount of friction to move money between me and sending money to you, sending money to anybody. And really creating a solution allows us to compete with Venmo, Zelle, and the Cash Apps of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that old saying, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's keeping up with the fintechs. So trying to stay a step ahead of them. Is that kind of what you guys are experiencing out there as well, Jareen, is with working with credit unions in this area? So is that what you're hearing?
Absolutely. You know, our mission really is to be able to keep them relative in the space and to keep the credit unions competitive and the banks, but to provide that frictionless, intuitive, easy experience so they can have the that real-time experience that they're using those other apps for, but within their trusted credit union and bank that they love. So that means a lot to us.
Good deal. And without getting in too much into the weeds, how did the two of you work together to create this solution? I mean, I'm sure we could go on for a couple of hours on that question, but Jareen, I'll start with you. I'll stay with you on this one. And then Travis, you can chime in as well.
Well, the key to real time and ensuring that it's a secure, but also fast, is that we connect to the core. So we can do a real time debit of the end user's account, so we can send those funds along. And so to secure those funds, we need to connect to the core. And as anyone knows, especially Travis, that can be really where the complexity lies. So we worked hand in hand with Dover on that core connectivity. They really came through for us with helping with coding and making this happen. We could not have done it without Travis and crew. So it was a great collaboration.
Hey, kudos to you, Travis. Well done. Well done, you and your team. So yeah, let's get your perspective on that too as well.
Yeah, for me it was they came, and again, we have all these projects in flux, and this was I didn't want to have this kind of fall to the back burner because I knew it was one of those critical things that just needed to get done. So the Payrailz team, brilliant engineers, trying to navigate into the core, and we were able to stand up solutions fairly quickly with them. And I ended up, it was a rolling joke during the project. I had enlisted the help of my 21-year-old to be my beta tester. So I would, send money from my account to his account at college, or to his phone at college. He was loving it because he was getting free money every time he'd call me up and be like, "Dad, are we testing today?" I'd be like, "Oh, calm down." Because that $4 here and there is going somewhere. But the challenge was really just finding out the time to do this and put the attention to this, because it is such an important thing that, in my head and in our members' head, it's just an expectation of how things should work.
Yeah.
And trying to meet that expectation. This was one of my most favorite projects that I've ever worked on in my 25-year career. So the Payrailz team is fantastic.
Well, I mean, you're definitely spot on with the whole expectation. This is what's expected now. I mean, I keep saying consumers are so spoiled these days with all the digital offerings out there and the mobile offerings. So they have to match that. And working with folks like Payrailz, they can. And you guys are proving it at Dover. So having said that, so what have been the subsequent benefits thus far, Travis, from this collaboration?
Sure. So for us, we kind of took the approach of let's rush to get it implemented, but then let's slowly roll it out to our members. Okay. Just because there are a number of moving parts with it, right? You're touching the MasterCard Rails payment system. You're touching Payrailz payment system. You're touching the core. There's all those money movement upstream and then money movement back downstream. So we kind of took the soft rollout approach. We tested. We had a lot of beta testing through this. And, we're to the point now where we haven't done it yet, but our next phase of this really is to record some member videos, this is how the solution works, stand up some ads on social media sites, things like that, to kind of create awareness around it. And what we're finding is our members are just kind of discovering it, kind of on their own, because it is where you expect to find it. I have to move money to somebody.
Yeah.
I can do it right here within that app. And it's been, like I said, soft rollout. But we are looking, hopefully this summer, to do a big, pretty major campaign around it.
Oh, right on, right on. And from Payrailz perspective, Jerrine, I mean, what have you guys seen as far as benefits to the credit, to Dover?
Well, great traction. I mean, so, this helped us with getting our other clients moving in that direction. They're hearing about it. They're seeing it happen, and that it's real and it's there. So it allows credit unions to... have that faith that, hey, I'm going to be able to stay relevant in this spot. So it's a great first step into real time, and to do it with Dover has been excellent for us.
Right on. And Travis, can you give us a before and after look at this process? What was it like before? What's it like now? I'm sure the Gen Z folks are really, really happy.
Yes. My son in particular. No, but they told about my son. No.
He's a wealthy man now.
not quite. But yeah, so for us, what this really tackled was both ends of the equation, right? So for me to set up a new payee on the old way versus the new way, for me to send money to Mike or whomever, the experience was relatively identical. Really wasn't that much of a change. What really changed was how you pick your money up. The money would come out in real time. It was a bit of a clunkier process. This happens incredibly fast. It happens instantaneous, and the money is available for the recipient to pick up immediately. They're not having to wait 24 hours for the money to arrive. So, what we talked about as a use case is, five people sitting around having lunch or having dinner or whatever, I pay, and then everybody can send me the money through the Payrailz app to even it up, or I can send my money. I can send my Dream Pays. You know, I can send her money from my Payrailz app to her phone, and she can just pick it up. As long as she has a debit card, she can get the money back right away. Before the waitress or waiter even swipes for the bill, she could have the money in her account. So it's kind of neat.
Gosh. Oh, don't we all just love instant gratification? I blame MTV for that. Their quick editing and all their music videos back in the day. And that's my problem, not anybody else's. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But from Payrailz perspective, with this in place, I mean, what goals do you guys have now working with Dover? I mean, what's next for you guys?
So we're improving upon the pay a person and experience, as well as adding like split pay so that they can pay multiple people at one time. And also evolving the networks. We're an open network now. It's a pay anyone network, but connecting to RTP and being able to move payments in real time and allowing the credit unions to be in that space is really big for us. So we're really striving to get more rails on the Payrailz network and to offer more real-time payment availability. And then we're also in the Action Insights, as you know, Mike, you've heard before too, with the AI, and I know Travis has some interest there to offer those insights to his members. So very good.
Well, I mean, and Dover success equals other credit union success working with Payrailz. So it's so kind of everybody wins here. So it's a really kind of a cool thing. And Travis, I mean, what's next for you guys? I mean, Jereen just mentioned AI. So what's next on the plate for you guys with this stuff?
Sure. I mean, AI is definitely the big area, really the two big areas we see a lot of future in is AI. We are, you know, looking to move into a conversational AI type of solution, and bolting on money movement behind that would be, you know, instead of I call the credit and say, I want to pay Jereen money and having the bot handle it start to finish if I'm not sure how to use it through Payrailz, kind of the vision there. Right. And there's really the two other big areas for us that we feel Payrailz is going to have, going to be able to help us navigate and kind of peek into the future is some of the stuff Dream was talking about, the real-time ACH, you know, that the Fed is someday going to come out with, along with kind of keeping our finger on the pulse of what's happening with cryptocurrency, right? Money movement and being able to leverage, I mean, the MasterCard network, for example, they're looking at doing something with crypto before the end of the year, kind of leveraging some of those futuristic solutions, really making it seamless and frictionless to move money amongst your institutions.
Isn't this fun, you guys?
Isn't it fun to do
this type of stuff? You know, it's really, I mean, now that we're all kind of used to the sci-fi, the science fiction of it all, you know, it's a blast. And to see the members' reaction to this and then how it benefits the credit union, because it just makes it that much more valuable, that much more sticky, all those buzzwords. So it's pretty cool to see. That's why I love doing stories like this. It's so much fun to see the reaction and how far we've come in such a short time too. So it's really neat. Anything that said, I mean, anything else to add here, Travis, any final words here to wrap up?
No, I mean, like I said it before, this is one of the most enjoyable projects ever had. And it really was because of the Payrailz team. They're a fabulous group of engineers and team over there. Really, really helpful. And, you know, really helped us move this project forward. And they had a vision and we were just kind of that last little bit, probably the most important bit, but that last little bit to realize their vision. So seeing this team on Zoom, 30 engineers, their eyes light up when it all worked, was like nothing I've ever experienced. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And Jereen, any final words here?
Yeah, just, you know, again, just to piggyback off of Travis here, you know, an excellent experience to work together like that and to see it come to fruition has been huge. And you know, if you're liking what you're hearing, reach out and get a demo. Gotta definitely keep things moving. So we really appreciate the time, Michael.
Oh, anytime. Yeah, anytime. And hey, let's check back in when the AI stuff gets going too. That'll be fun to talk about too. That's really
absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
We'll have you talk to our bot. You can just talk to our bot.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'll be even more fun. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work because it sounds like you got a lot of work to do. So, but we appreciate the time. And yeah, this work is just, it's so much fun to talk about and just to see the results already. I mean, and the beauty of this stuff, it's just going to get better and better. So that's the fun of it too. So good stuff. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.